Rolling wheels, rolling down that twisted road. Rolling with your heavy load. Keep on rolling, rolling wheels.
Dumpy, what in the name of tarnation we waiting on now?
Not a darn thing I can see. Cottonseed, let's go.
National Broadcasting Company presents The Road to Danger, the story of two American truck drivers on the unmarked highways of the world. Today, we find Stumpy and Cottonseed at an American post, not many miles behind the front lines in Italy. Their truck has just been loaded with shells for 75s. And they're ready to head for an ammunition depot at the front. Right this minute, they're all set to shake, rattle, and roll up to the lines where the air is filled with flying steel. They're set for another long haul along the highway that is the road to danger.
What's the matter with you, Stumpy?
Nothing's the matter with me.
It turned out to be the doggonest slow poke I ever did see here. We're set to roll.
Oh, just keep your shirt on, Cottonseed. I aim to make myself comfortable, that's all.
But if you don't get a wiggle on, and I mean fast, we're going to have that actor cut on his wife on our hands.
Oh, no, we ain't, son, because here we go.
Didn't have me plumb worried there for spell.
Oh, you're just an old worry wart, you are.
Hey, hold that truck!
What'd that say, you?
Hey, Sam!
That's to do, pull up.
Maybe it's something else, son. See what he wants.
Something else, my eye. Howdy, Sarge. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys almost give me the slip.
What's the matter? We forget something?
No, the colonel did.
I told you so.
Now, just a second, son. What's the deal, Sarge?
Hold him, Sergeant. Hold him. Here we come.
No, stop dragging me by the hand like I was baby snort.
I just kind of felt it through my bones.
Them what slipped the colonel's mind, Sarge?
Yeah, they're setting on putting a show on. Right up in the front lines.
And we got to get them up there.
Just piling our stuff on the back. Be right with you.
What's
the matter, Sample? They're darn good entertainers.
Why, sure. I darn near split my sides laughing at that feller.
I know.
If you don't go for them, you don't go for home cooking.
It ain't that, Sarge. But I don't fancy having them along, just in case we run into something.
You ain't running into nothing.
He just likes to fret his mind, Sarge.
All right, partner. Maybe I am just a worry wart, but I still...
Well, boys, it was darn nice of you to hold up things for us this way. All right, my dear, in we go.
No, will you stop rushing me?
Well, good luck, folks. This in you.
So long, Sarge.
So long, Sarge.
Thanks, Sergeant. Thanks, I'm in you. Well, boys, my name's Adams. Lou Adams.
Yeah, we know.
And this is the better half, Eva.
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello.
Adam and Eva. That's the way we're billed. The neatest little song and dance team that ever... Hey, what is this? The freeze?
Looky here, Adams.
Maybe we better go back and come in again.
I reckon you got us all wrong, mister.
I hope I have.
It ain't no play act. Not up where we're heading for.
Bud, we've been through the mill, see? Bombs, torpedoes, the whole works.
Yes, and I wish we were home playing four shows a day.
No, you don't, kid. No, you don't. This is the greatest show anybody ever played.
Well, I...
All right, just so long as you know.
Know what?
Man, up where we're going, well, anything can happen, to put it mild.
That's telling them, son, straight from the shoulder. No, sir, there ain't no telling what might pop up. Saboteurs, spies, Lord knows what. Take it from me, folks. This ain't no joyride.
You say you folks put on a show right in the middle of an air raid in Sicily?
Sure.
Honestly, I thought I'd die.
You and everybody else.
Well, that takes plenty of crust, all right.
Sure does.
Well, there we were. Everybody was in the same boat. What should we do? Sit around and bite our fingernails?
I reckon these folks is all right, partner.
Why, sure.
Lou even dragged out his ventriloquist routine that night.
Yeah. I hadn't done it for years. Oh, and the little woman put on an act that really got him.
You know, you folks ought to take a shine to Stumpy here.
Huh?
He can sing better than anybody I ever seen in a show my whole life.
Oh, lay off, Vanessa.
Brother, did I cross up the audience that night?
Tell him about it, Lou.
Sure. You see, boys, it was like this. Well, sir, I was handing out a line about me going to sing something from Grand Opera, you see? Yeah.
You should have seen him.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, somebody yells out,
"You can't sing Grand Opera."
Hey, that sounded like coming from the back of the truck, Stumpy.
Well, it did.
Sure. I did that.
Now, just a minute. I know you can do tricks with your voice, but I'm doggone if that didn't sound like the real McCoy.
Oh, I suspect it's just that Adams is pretty doggone good, son, that's all.
Why, sure I'm good. I tell you, it was a riot. I kept throwing my voice all over the place for the guy that kept on trying to bust up the act.
And that same guy tried to bust me up.
Oh, now, sweetheart, I was just trying to keep their minds off those bombs.
What was it you was doing, ma'am?
Yeah, go ahead and show them, honey.
Oh, I was serious.
Yeah?
She was acting the part of an old woman.
And at my age, well, that's real acting.
Well, how about letting us have a sample, ma'am?
I don't care for myself. I'm just an old woman.
She's doing it now, fellas.
My life is over. That boy must not be allowed to throw his life away.
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah. I tell you, the whole world lies before him.
Real feeling, Mary.
Yes, his.
Lord have mercy.
Blow a tire?
Look, don't act like it.
Look, up there. That man in the road.
Hey, Stumpy. That fella up there in the road.
Well, he's just standing there looking in the woods.
But them shots, they must have been shots.
Dear, I was afraid.
Damn, it's doing the shooting.
Well, yeah.
He's shooting into them woods there.
Must be somebody in them woods.
Yeah, well, pile out, Cottonseed. But watch out you don't get caught between no crossfire.
Yeah, I got the old Springfield, too.
Yeah, you folks stay inside.
No, we shouldn't have come this
far. Hold close to the truck, son.
Sure thing.
Might have to duck. Hold on.
What'd he say?
I don't know. Take the safety off that rifle. He's backing up this way.
Son traditore. Non vogliono combattere.
Hey, you talk United States?
Huh? Che dice? Oh, you see what happened, eh?
You were shooting at somebody.
See, they run away in the woods.
But who was it? What was all the ruckus about?
They must be fascisti.
Fascist?
See, they are cowards all. 3-4 against one. They do not fight, but they run.
Well, I reckon you must have hit some of them.
I emptied the pistol once. Then I lower again. Maybe we go back towards the motor, huh?
Hey, now look here. We don't aim to let nobody use that for no shooting gallery.
Ah, but they will not come back. They do not attack when they think they do not have the advantage.
Hey, what was it all about?
Well, we'll tell you when we start to roll, Adams.
Was anybody hurt?
I don't know, ma'am. Well, mister, I reckon this is where we leave you.
Yeah, we got
to.
What? Huh?
He's pointing that gun at you.
Quack.
Draw down to that barrage.
Why, you sneaking horse thief.
Don't try anything. He means business.
That is so, as the gentleman say. I mean the business.
Well, of all the low
down. Draw down to that rifle.
Nah, sir, I ain't going to.
Please do as he says.
He's got the big britches on us, Cottonseed.
He sure run a sandy on us.
That is a bet.
We ain't like to make no darn fool moves, mister. Not with a six-shooter up against our head.
Get inside.
Going to be a pretty tight squeeze.
That's no matter. I stand on the floor. Then when the door is closed, nobody's to see me.
Look at mister. Just what is this? You wasn't shooting at nobody.
I expect we found that out a mite late.
He just wanted us to stop. Come. There is a bridge we must cross. You must get me past the sentry. And I have not much time. There she is. You see? The bridge.
Doggone it. If you figure we're just going to sit here and not say nothing to that sentry when he stops
it
us.
It will be bad if you say one word.
Oh,
very
no.
Bad.
Oh, I'm frightened.
It's okay, honey. Everything will turn out all right.
If you do like Barini says.
You can't do no more than shoot that six-shooter, Barini.
That is what you think.
Well, darned if I won't take that risk.
Why, you see what I got?
Holy cow.
Oh, help me. He's got a hand grenade.
He's got us, partner.
Si, a hand grenade. You say one wrong word to the sentry, I shall blow everything to bits. This load of TNT.
Please, please don't.
We ain't got a chance right now. We ain't. Not with a load of shells on this corn popper.
I guess we got to take him over the bridge, partner.
That's the way it looks.
Move over so he can't be seen, huh?
Well, that sentry won't see that. Not unless he aims to open the door and look inside.
Oh, I hope he doesn't.
Howdy, soldier.
Hi. Let's see your papers, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
My partner's got mine.
Yeah. Right there, soldier. Apple pie orders, too.
Uh-huh. You're Hazen, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Is everything all right?
Yep. Hey, now, how about these folks?
Here's ours.
What's the matter, fella? Something on your mind?
Why, no, but
the way your hand was shaking, I figured you might have something to hide.
Oh, no. Everything's quite all right.
Yeah? Hey, I've seen you folks in the movies.
Yeah, you have?
Sure I have. Weren't you two in Miami Madness?
Oh, yes, we were, but...
Well, gee, how about that? Think of running into a couple of stars here.
Yeah, think of it.
Hey, look at Soldier. We ain't got a whole lot of time, and I think...
Okay. But I got to go over the truck before I let you pass. Here are your papers, Mr. Adams.
Hmm? Thanks.
Now, I'll just have to look inside the cab.
Please, Sergeant, you see, we don't have very much time.
I'm sorry, lady, but you see,
they're waiting for us at one of the advanced hospitals. Some of the men, well, they want someone to entertain them, and so we volunteered.
Yeah, that's right, soldier.
Well, I guess everything's okay.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you on the way back, soldier.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll put on a show for us.
Wow, that was close.
It sure was.
La Signora is a very excellent actress. My compliments.
Never mind that.
Look at Perini. We got you past that sentry, all right. How much further are you figuring on rolling with us?
You would like to know, would you not?
Wouldn't ask if we didn't.
It seems that in this company I have no trouble going any place I please.
That ain't what we want to know.
But is all Perini wants to tell you. The rest you find out when it happens.
Oh, Lou, what's he going to do with us?
Why, I wish I knew.
Well, is he a spy or what?
Well, he might be almost anything.
The lady wishes to know too much.
Well, how about it, Perini? We've been climbing up this mountain rope for the last hour.
Yes, sir. We ain't no more than halfway up, either.
You ask all of the questions you want. Perini, you do not have to answer.
What's this hut we're coming to now?
You will find out.
Meaning that's where we're heading for?
See.
It's no more than a shack.
Maybe that's to the good, dear.
Very curious, eh?
Oh, you beast! You just want to torture people.
If the woman has got the spirit of Perini like that, you will drive around to the bank.
What for? Nobody ever comes around here.
No, sir, this is the doggonest, lonesomest place ever I've seen.
That is no matter. Perini take only those chances he must. The rest of the time, he's very careful.
Okay, you're the boss.
Right now, you are.
Americanos, they never lose the hope, huh? They always think their foolishness will get them out of trouble.
Go ahead and laugh, you sick baboon.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. It's that last laugh we're shooting for.
You will stop there. By the rear door.
All right.
So, you think he's just the hut, huh? A shack, you say?
It sure don't look like no palace to me, Perini.
I get out first. Now, the rest of you. But remember...
Sure, we know. Don't try nothing or you'll blow us higher than a kite faster than we can say Casablanca.
Come, be quick. Cipolla, dove sei?
Sono qui, Perini.
Tutto in ordine?
Sì.
I sort of figured they had somebody here.
We're going inside now.
Oh, Lou, I'm frightened.
So am I.
Hey,
hold your horses, Perini. We ain't exactly in no rush to get our heads shot off.
Oh, please don't say that.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but
Cipolla, apra la porta.
Sì.
Lord, have mercy, look at him.
Sure is a tough-looking hombre.
I'll try to keep your chin up, honey.
Inside with you.
That feller's medicine sure looks like he'd slit a feller's gullet for just about a dime.
Two for a dime. Well, Perini, here we are. What's next on the program?
You don't figure, do you, that you can keep a couple of fellas like us in a cheese box like this?
Oh, no. We have the, guest rooms for you.
Guest rooms? What do you mean?
You shall see. Cipolla, abra la porta al bastamento.
Subito.
And that reminds me, Signor Adams, I will take your papers from you.
My papers? But you...
Give them to me.
Please, Lou, do as he says.
Well, that's what he meant.
A trap door leading underground.
Did I not say we had the guest rooms for you, eh? They are cut deep into the mountain. And there are bars on the door.
Oh, Lou, I can't go in there.
You Americanos will have to be very clever to break out from here.
Come on.
He say you should start the walk down the stairs.
Well, partner... This looks like Katie barred the door.
Maybe, but I ain't yelling calf rope yet, son. No, sir.
There is something the signora, she does not like.
A rat! It just went...
Signora, you must not be the snob. The rats, there are so many of them. They are guests, too.
Well, we ain't so used to rats as you fellas is, Perini.
Silencio! Continue down the stairs. There is still much I must do.
What's that noise, Stumpy?
I told you once there was water dripping down.
Oh, sure. I plumb forgot. Get all kind of mixed up down here like this.
Yeah, it's so darn damp. Cold goes right through a feller's bones.
Yeah.
I wonder what time it is. Seems like we've been here in this cell for darn near a week.
Well, we ain't.
I know it.
Still the first day.
Must be night by now.
Can't tell.
Get out your turnip. I'm going to light a match.
All right. Get a look before...
Hey, what's that?
Just lighting a match.
Oh, it seems so weird.
See what time it is?
No. We went out before we could have a look.
Partner, we can't just sit here on our hands without doing nothing.
You got any ideas, son?
Well, no.
But... I reckon you better shut up then if you can't put up. Now, hold still this time.
5 minutes to 12.
Just about midnight.
Well, we know it's noon tomorrow. Can't see a blame thing in here.
Yeah, that's what makes it so doggone hard.
Of course, there's them bars, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, this here must be a regular fastest hideout, Stumpy. They wouldn't be having no layout like this, not unless they've been using it right along.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look here, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
When a feller's in a hole like this, and partner, he's got to talk, or else he'll blow his top.
Well, go ahead and talk.
Sure, but...
Hey, I got me an idea.
No!
It's all right, honey. It's Stumpy.
Come on, partner, let's have it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you, Adam.
What is it?
I got a notion on how we might bust out of here.
Oh, thank heaven.
Lord, have mercy, partner. You can't holler it all over the place.
Hey, he's right. We don't know where they are.
You can't help that. You folks is over there in a separate cell. We're over here. And we're all in my plan. If I don't talk loud, we can't work it.
Well, I reckon we got to risk it then, partner.
All right, then.
What is it?
Yes, please tell us.
I'll tell you. Look at Adams. Can you throw your voice and make it sound like it's somebody else?
Well, sure I can. Like a whole lot of other people.
Well, that's it, then. But I want to go on record as saying this show is a long shot.
Nothing but a long shot will get us out of here.
Yeah, that's just what I figured.
All right, partner, start giving out with it.
All right, now listen careful, folks. Here's the deal.
So much longer it will take, Cipolla.
Yeah, this is a slow work, but you will be ready to leave it by morning.
Good. Let me see what you've finished.
So far, I have removed their names from the paper. I'm not putting your name in a place of one of them.
No, not my name.
No, of course not. But you have not yet told me what name to put in the other.
There are many things I have not told you.
For instance?
Cipolla. They will give me a big reward.
I see.
I know all about the Americanos, the number of their troops, how many guns, the tanks, the planes. If I could have crossed to the German lines 10 days ago, should have warned them of the Americans landing near Rome.
Yeah. That is too late now.
See? But there are other plans I know. I have much to tell them.
Yeah, you must get there first.
I shall do it.
But how?
Cipolla, once the papers are in order,
when you have made them over so they are for you and me.
And me?
Yes. Then we shall be able to get to the lines. It will be a simple thing to slip across the lines at night.
But I cannot go along. One of these is for a woman. I must change the name to a woman.
Exactly. They do not know this Adams and his wife where they are going, or where they were going. But a woman is expected.
Well?
Cipolla, you will be that woman.
These Americanos, they are fools. They will not know. It is not easy for a man to masquerade as a woman.
But you will do it. I know you can. Besides, I shall hold their attention with my violin.
Perhaps they will ask me to sing.
Then I shall say it's unfortunate, but the senora has a cold. She's a little horse, and she would sing it through her nose.
De
Paula, it is for fascismo, eh? Duce.
Must we go as actors?
Actors, entertainers. I shall wear a velvet coat and a hat with a big brim. They will not know.
And I will dress like a woman.
See,
eh?
It is a beautiful dress we have. And you will wear the veil, the shoes with the high heels.
Yeah, that is not good.
Ah, Cipolla, you will be a charming lady.
Per facissimo, I do my best, but...
Senti.
Yes. It is the woman.
Si. She has seen another rat, maybe.
She has been taken ill.
As no matter if she dies, always save a bullet.
Yeah. But you take the truck drivers along.
Only so far I need it. After that...
Of course.
Cipolla, she sounds very bad.
Yes, see. I think we should make her stop.
The noise, does it make you nervous, Cipolla?
This work I'm doing, it takes a great deal of care.
We shall see. If she does not stop in a few minutes, then we shall see that the Senor Adams... Well, she will stop.
That's the stuff, ma'am. Keep it up.
They ain't come out yet.
Neither they ain't hurt her. Give them time.
She's been hollering her lungs out for 15 minutes anyway.
She sure sounds sick.
I'll lay you 10-1 they don't give a plug nickel if she's sick or not.
Look at here, son. This is the only chance we got. If you got any better notions, what?
That's him.
Yeah. Cottonseed, get a good hold on that rabbit's foot.
Now, what is the matter?
She's sick, can't you see?
A woman ain't like a man. She can't stand being put in a place like this.
That is too bad. Cipolla, la luce. Oui.
Don't shine that flashlight right in her face.
Guarda male.
Si, Cipolla, vera guarda male. She looks bad. Yeah, she looks very bad.
Well, ain't you going to do nothing about it?
You could at least take her someplace where it's warm and water ain't dripping all over the place.
There is nothing we can do.
Well, you got to do something, I tell you.
Vengo, Cipolla, vengo.
Si, pari.
It's too bad.
Don't move or I'll shoot.
Huh?
What? Here we are, threat.
Hey, that's one of our fellas.
It sure is.
Drop those pistols and let them out of those cells.
Oh, but perhaps you do not understand, we...
Open the cell doors.
Si, si.
Drop those pistols first.
Cipolla, drop your pistol.
Si.
Let the lady out first.
See, at once, at once.
Stumpy, there's a gun. Keep him covered while I let you out.
Got it, Adams.
Is everything all right?
It sure is, ma'am.
Okay, Ben. Out you come.
Yes, we sure put one over that time. Pretty smart fella, ain't you, Farine?
Oh, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Now it's your turn in them cells, Farine.
No, I will not...
Get in that cell before we bust you wide open. Go on.
All right. Do you say, but...
Yeah, that's better.
Farine, you sure look good behind bars. You and your boyfriend kind of got took in, didn't you? You just had the wool pull right plumb over your face.
Didn't you do it, Farine?
How do you mean?
Just that there ain't nobody out there in that passageway at all.
No, I do not believe you.
And the little lady's feeling first rate, all things considered.
You mean we've been tricked?
And how? Look, sucker, I'll do it again.
Hey, Arini, I can get out of where you are now.
That's me.
You wait. I show you.
You ain't showing nobody nothing.
No, sir.
We're rolling out of here the first thing in the morning, and by noon, you'll be in a regular jail.
It was a good idea gagging them, I tell you, fellas.
I got tired of hearing them bat to a breeze. tied their hands and tied their mouths.
Here's those stairs. Watch them, honey, now.
I can see all right.
Here, I'll turn the flash back this way.
I wonder what it's like out today.
Well, anything will be better than yesterday.
Yeah, we won't forget yesterday the rest of our lives. Best performance we ever put on, honey.
Yes, and I sure got
Hold
it.
Hold on. What's that?
Somebody's upstairs.
That means we're trapped again.
Must be some of their pals. The door was locked.
This is a swell kettle of fish.
This.
Sounds like they're leaving.
Does it, Dad?
Can't hear anything.
I'm taking a look.
Easy now, Paul.
I got my six-shooter.
Do you see anyone?
Not yet, I don't. Come on. Push them fellas up first.
You heard him, Perrini. Keep going, you.
Get set to duck in case you have to.
They're gone.
Well, sure. I left the door open.
That don't mean nothing. You stay here. We're just going to close this door and see what happens.
Great day in the morning.
Oh, Stumpy, you'll get killed.
Only I didn't get killed, ma'am, but I found out what I wanted to know.
How many are there?
I don't know.
Oh, probably more of them than there are of us. Oh, good heavens.
Now, not so fast, ma'am. They don't know how many of us there is either.
Cottonseed's right, and I got an idea. Who's got something to tie these monkeys together?
Now, what's the pitch?
Oh, here's my scarf.
Thanks, ma'am. That's fine. Here, tie Perini's left arm to this fella. To his other right arm.
Sure.
What you going to do, Stunt?
I'm going out to the truck.
The truck? Why, you'll get killed.
Them two fellas are going to shield me.
Well, that's a big risk.
What ain't? Then I'll come around with the truck and they'll start going for me.
Yeah?
It's simple, son. If it works, you and Adams then pop out with the six-shooters and get them.
Well.
All right, you monkeys. Get a wiggle on. Here goes nothing. After you, fella.
It's working.
Nobody shot.
Yeah. Now, if he can only
keep your fingers
crossed. Well, if he can only get the truck started before they start to shoot.
He's got to come around in front first.
Yeah. There it is.
He started it all right.
You and me better get set, Adam.
Yeah. Here he comes.
Oh, right in my mouth.
You ain't kidding, ma'am. I sure hope them fellas can't shoot good.
Haven't started yet.
Yeah,
that's where we come in. All right, Adam, let's go.
And that's the way it was, Captain. We wouldn't be here now if Amphacius was real good shot.
Shot around the gauntlet, didn't you, Hazen?
Of course, Stumpy, you don't want to forget about them Adams folks.
I ain't forgetting.
Sure, but if it wasn't for them, nobody had a chance to take a shot at you, not one that did.
I ain't denying that, son. Oh, by the way, whatever become of them actors? Seems to me we lost them darn near as soon as we got here.
Why, they've got half the men in stitches already.
Well, what do you know?
Yes, they're fine people, all right, but,
Was you aiming to ask us something, Captain?
Well, I was just wondering,
Something special?
Yes, there is. I was thinking that, when you men return south...
Yeah?
I got a number of prisoners on my hands that have to be sent further back at the lines.
Well, Captain, we're the fellas to haul them for you.
Yes, sir. Cottonseed's right. Ain't nobody takes greater pleasure than us in toting them Nazi fellas back out of harm's way.
Yeah, sure enough. If you leave the poor fellas up here, my doggone, they might get yourselves hurt.
You have just heard another in NBC's series, The Road to Danger, based on an original story by James Street and directed by Jack Simpson. Stumpy is played by Curly Bradley, and Cottonseed by Clarence Hartzell. Romel Fay was at the organ. Next week, same time, same station, be sure to join us again on The Road to Danger when you hear...
Stumpy, what are we waiting on?
Not a darn thing. Cottonseed, let's go.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.